Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching today is An Outbreak of Peace.
From the Acts of the Apostles, there broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what he said. For unclean spirits crying out in a loud voice came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in the city. The word of the Lord. Studying and praying the scriptures is an important and wonderful daily task. Though we might not always be able to join in prayer or to go to Mass every day, there are many other outlets that keep us connected to the people of God. Jesus promises us that he is always prepared to fill us with the finest wheat. All we have to do is show up and follow the Lamb. And of course, there are the unnamed saints who do their best to keep an eye open for the man who sleeps in the local park every night and the angel who quietly leaves him a thermos of hot coffee every morning. When was the last time that we've prayed and wept as we watched the evening news? Why not give it a try? And what about glimpsing the local news and praying for people we don't even know? Prayer is God's way of nourishing us. All we need is to say, "Here I am, Lord. What's next?" Carry a tiny little New Testament in my pocket. You know, a kind of the companion texts. Reading the scriptures and the daily news can become a wonderful spiritual practice for us. Those faces and voices that appear in alleys and prison cells have something to teach us. Are we awake? Do we dare look at them in their worn out faces? Jesus clearly sees them as brothers and sisters, do we? Lately, I found myself praying for the people of Ukraine. I didn't even know where Ukraine was until this horrible war broke out. There broke out a severe persecution of the church, and all were scattered across the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Devout believers buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying his best to destroy the church, dragging women and men and handing them over. That could have been the last word in the Bible. But God is here with us. God is our way, the truth, the life. In the Gospel of John, Jesus stands before the crowds and says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." Yes, today we long for an outbreak of peace. peace for all the world. And who knows? Maybe that peace will flow from our small, attentive hearts. Shared along with others. Let us not lose that hope. Jesus and his friends, and John the Gospel, the one who offers us the bread of life, they are all with us. And Jesus promises that we will never hunger and thirst. The good news opens the way for us. Here I am, Lord. Send me.